Praised be Jesus and Mary. Saint Andrew Dumlach and his companion martyrs are celebrated all together on this day. There are 117 of them all together. But they died not all at once, but over a span of about 300 years, from the 1600s to the 1800s. Andrew Dumlach died on December 21st, 1839, by beheading after terrible tortures. He was a priest and a native of Vietnam. The group, however, consisted of 96 native Vietnamese, 21 Spanish or French missionaries, bishops, priests, lay people. There was amongst them even a mom of six children and even a nine-year-old child. They were canonized altogether by John Paul II in 1988. And the martyrs, these martyrs, like all martyrs, surrendered everything to God, including their very lives. And martyrdom, for that reason, is an act of great trust in God. The martyrs confidently and trustingly gave everything to God because they knew that whoever loses his life for the sake of God finds it in God. That's why they so willingly laid down their life, because they were confident they would find it again in God. And they did. They have eternal life. And for us, perhaps we'll not have to shed our blood for Christ. There is a way to exercise a similar trust, however, without shedding blood. The gospel shows us how. The widow in the gospel shows us a way to exercise this trust. She who had only two coins, not much to give, nevertheless gives them both, gives everything, surrenders completely to God, has to confide, has to trust, rely on God alone. Why? Because she's confident that if she gives everything to God, she can count on God for everything. And the amazing thing is that when she does give those two coins, our Lord's attention goes immediately to her. God pays attention when she gives everything. Again, it's an act of trust, and our Lord proves that he is trustworthy. She gives everything, he gives his attention to her. She knows she can rely on God for everything, and then God provides for her. Those who reserve a part for themselves must care for themselves to the extent they don't wish God to care for them, while those who want God to take care of everything can trust that God indeed will do that. So, connecting this now with a Marian conclusion, and a beautiful one, I think. So precisely because, again, our Lord, what does he ask for? He doesn't ask for little. He doesn't ask for much. He simply asks for everything, whatever we have. It's the everything that impresses him. And precisely because our Lord asks for everything, he has given us a mother to whom we can surrender everything. Like we see a newborn, you know, completely trusting and its mother, relies on its mother for everything. So our Lord has given us this easy way of surrendering everything to him through Our Lady. And if we surrender completely to her, what we might appear to lose for her sake, we actually find and multiply it again. She gives everything to Christ, and everything is accepted by Christ. And it's accepted as coming from Our Lady, so multiplied in merit, multiplied in value. And the trust, again, this trust is what really, impresses our Lord. When we let Our Lady decide about everything that is precious to us and valuable to us, even the value of our good works, when we let her decide what to do with it, it's a great trust. And when our Lord sees a soul emptied of self completely, He will stoop to fill it with his own life and grace. And it's the secret of the saints. To give all to Our Lady, trust that she will give it all to God, and from God we receive in abundance everything. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Amen.